A report out today from the College Board says tuition is still going up faster than inflation. In-state tuition and fees at public four-year universities rose about 3% from last year. Financial aid was up slightly too, but not enough to keep pace with climbing costs and stagnant wages. So what are students to do? Well, some are turning to a company called Raise.me. It's backed by Facebook and the Gates Foundation and is helping some students make a dent in the tuition bill with micro scholarships, small scholarships that high school students unlock at some colleges by completing certain tasks, things like getting an A, volunteering, or starting a club. As part of our View from the Top series, our series of conversations with leaders, we're joined by Preston Silverman, co-founder and CEO of Raise.me. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you. And could you please explain, first of all, how this works exactly, how these students in high school go out and apply for these micro scholarships and then use them in case they decide to go to the school that the scholarship applies to?
Yes. Students can sign up for Raise anytime in high school and start earning what we call micro scholarships towards different colleges and universities all over the country. So far, we have over 100 colleges participating on the platform. And the great thing about Raise is that they're able to earn these scholarships as they go through high school, rather than waiting until the very end of high school after they've already submitted their applications.
And what's the average amount for a micro scholarship?
So last year, the average amount that students submitted was $19,000. Over the course of their 4 years. But the individual micro scholarships can range anywhere from as small as $25 to up to over $1,000.
What's in it for Raise?
Well, we're really focused on helping improve access to higher education all across the country.
But you're a for-profit company.
We are. We're a social enterprise, so we decided to incorporate as a for-profit company because at the end of the day, we're building the technology to really make all this possible. And then we partner with the colleges and universities and foundations that are providing scholarship and grant funding to students.
So how do you make money on this?
We charge those partners. So each of our college or universities pay us an annual fee to build and manage their micro scholarship program for them.
And the incentive for them is that they will have access to better students earlier in the process by doing this?
Yes. We hear three main reasons. One is the ability to engage students earlier on in high school before they've already decided on what schools might be a good fit for them. The second reason is to help students become better prepared for college in the first place by showing them, here are the things that you can be doing all throughout high school to become better prepared for our college or university and to become a more competitive applicant.
Is $19,000. Let's say that a student goes out and gets a lot of micro scholarships and they add up to $19,000 or $20,000 at a university. If you're talking about a tuition that could be at this point, what, $50,000 a year? I mean, depending on where you're going, it could be a lot. That may not even cover half of a year.
Yes. I think students and families feel that every little bit helps. $19,000 is a lot for a lot of students and families out there. And we're working with a very wide range of schools. So we're working with large public institutions in state. We're also working with some private schools whose tuition is $50,000 a year. So we're working with a wide range of schools, and we think it's really important to show students and families, let them see the context around you've earned $19,000 and here's what it would mean towards that different college or university.
Now, you say you want to help students explore their options early, and that makes sense. I wonder, though, do you worry that you're also facilitating perhaps a more aggressive way of recruiting on the part of big universities?
We don't. We find that it's really important to give students lots of options. And students tell us that it's really helpful to know earlier on in high school, before they've already made all their decisions about what classes to take and so forth, to understand what colleges and universities are looking for.
I do have one question for you, which is if a student says, let's say, that they got an A in chemistry, does the college have to go and check that on the transcript, or do they take their word for it?
So everything is self-reported by students to start, and we tell them that you know, there's an honor code, and ultimately they're going to be sending their transcripts to the college or university, so they're going to receive their grades. And if their grades are found to be falsely reported, they can lose all their micro scholarships. So there's not really an incentive for students to fudge their information, and ultimately the college or universities can do as much fact-checking as they like on the back end.
That's Preston Silverman, co-founder and CEOs of Raise.me. That's a company that helps college-bound high school students get micro-scholarships, as little as maybe $25 for an A or something like that, to help pay for college. Preston, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.